This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathiran. Amma ba'du. My brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said something about our deen, Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu lakum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the ayah which was revealed on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Al-Arafah, Allah said, today I have completed my favor upon you and completed my blessing upon you, and I have chosen Islam as your deen. We understand from this that Islam is complete, was complete in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, does not need any addition, subtraction, alteration, modification, modernization, does not need anything. Complete, total. There is nothing that Islam needs from us except, and even that Islam does not need that, it is our need that we should follow it. Number one. Number two, as far as the way in which to follow Islam is concerned, you might say, well, okay, I accept Islam is complete. I want to follow. How should I do that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا For who? لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَةِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, truly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the best example for you is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of his Rasul alayhi salam, for whom? Liman kana yarjullah, the one who looks forward to meeting with Allah, wal yawm al akhirah, looks forward to the day of judgment, wa zakar Allah kathira, and remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a great deal. Now, two points I want to make in this. Number one, please note, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say the example of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with respect to his time in the masjid, or with respect to his ibadats, or with respect to this part of his life, or that part. No. Kullu hayat al-Nabi, complete. Every aspect is a example for us to follow. And Allah said, this is the best example for you. Number one. Number two point is, Allah is saying, this is for the one who looks forward. Looks forward meaning anticipation. Now, what do you anticipate? What does anybody anticipate? Something which is pleasant, right? Oh, I look forward to a holiday. I look forward to the weekend. I look forward to meeting my friend. I look forward to going to meet my parents. Do you look forward to pleasant, nice things which you would like to have, right? Now, think about the descriptions of Yawmul Akhirah, Yawmul Qiyamah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made in the Quran. What are they like? Al-Haqqatum Al-Haqqah. Al-Qariyatum Al-Qariyah. Iza waqa'ati al-waqiyah. Iza zulzilati al-ardu zilzalaha. Things which are terrible, which are calamities, which are, you know, enormous. Why will you look forward to that? Why will anyone look forward to that? I look forward to a great earthquake? Why are you crazy? You will look forward to that only for one reason. And that reason is, if you know that whatever is happening there won't touch me, I will be free. I will be protected. Who is that? The one who follows Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Allah will give them the shade of His arsh. Allahumma adillana tahat arshuk. Yawma la adilla illa dhilluk. Wa yarju Allah. Meeting with Allah. What is the meeting with Allah? The meeting with Allah is a meeting of hisab, of giving account. You look forward to that. You will look forward to that if you follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because you know that inshaAllah, the one who believed in Allah, قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا and was steadfast on that. For him, لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. For them, there is no khawf and there is no huzn. There is no fear and there is no sadness. I want to say this to you because today, many of us live under this very, kind of, it's actually a deception that comes out of our own lack of confidence in what we have. We are not sure of Islam. We really don't like it. We really feel this is a burden. Somehow I become Muslim. So what must I do? I try to distance myself from it in whichever way I like. So the man will shave his beard first. The woman will take off her hijab. We don't want to show the identity clearly. Try to hide it somehow. In this country, change your name. Your name is Muhammad, you say no Mo. Hi Mo, how you doing? Have you ever heard of Brzezinski changing his name? Because it is difficult for people to pronounce. Have you heard this thing? Brzezinski, did he change his name? Schwarzenegger, did he change his name? He didn't say, call me Joe. No. My name is Arnold Schwarzenegger. You want to call me? Call me Arnold Schwarzenegger. You don't call me Joe. My name is Muhammad. You don't call me Mo. What Mo? Mo is what you do to the lawn, man. You mow the lawn. Muhammad is my name. Alhamdulillah. Because we want to distance ourselves, modernize. Who is this Muhammad? Who is he? People want to study Islam in an academic way. I tell people, before you speak English, learn English. Really? You know what is the in grammar, what is the meaning of academic? I have an academic interest in biology. What does it mean? It means I'm not really interested. I have an academic interest, overall interest. Am I disinterested? No, I'm not. But academic interest. You want to have an academic interest in Islam, huh? So academically, I want to study Islam academically. Islam didn't come to be studied academically. Islam came to be practiced. Who is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? One day, Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, our mother, may Allah grant her the best of the best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Quran about her. What more do you want? One day she said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to help her in the house and so on. So she was making bread, she was making rotis. So she said to him, Ya Rasulullah, let us do a competition. Let's see who can make them faster, me or you. So he said, okay. So now she started making, she made one, she made two, she made three, she made four, and he's still on the first one. His roti doesn't cook. It is not, nothing is happening. So she said, Ya Rasulullah, you lost. I made more than you. He said, Ya Aisha. He said, Ya Aisha. What can I do? The thing that my hand touches, the fire will not burn. He says, what my hand touches, the fire will not burn. Your parents were good enough to give you the name Muhammad. You want to call yourself Mo? Go call yourself Mo. The deen came to be learnt. The deen came to be practiced. We have the famous hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, one of the famous sahaba of Rasulullah sallam. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha said about him, she says, nobody I know among the sahaba, nobody that I know among the sahaba follows the sunnah as closely as Abdullah ibn Umar. Yeah, this is the testimony from Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. She says, nobody. The most obedient and the most correct on the sunnah is Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. He is mounted on his camel. He is going down the road. In one place, he bends down. Then he straightens up. So people ask him, why did you bend down? What happened? There is no reason to bend down. He said, in the time of Rasulullah ﷺ, there was a tree by the side of the road and there was a branch which used to go over the road. And when Nabi ﷺ was mounted on his camel, it could not go directly. So he used to bend down. So I'm bending down. Ya Sayyidi, mashallah. Now there is no tree, there is no branch. Okay, he did that, alhamdulillah. Doesn't make sense, no? Doesn't make sense? Another time, in one place he stops his camel, kneels down. He makes the camel make a full turn. Before he stops the camel, he makes it completely turn around. He stops the camel, sits down. Then he prays 2 rakat salah. They said, what happened? Why are you praying salah here? He said, one day Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was here. His camel took a turn and sat down and he prayed 2 rakat of salah. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prayed 2 rakat of salah. His camel took a turn. What's that got to do with you? Make sense? No. It will never make sense. Because this is not to be understood here in the head. This is to be understood here in the heart. This is to be understood with love, with the hope of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not with your aql, with your heart. The actions of the one who loves somebody don't make sense to anyone who does not understand this love. This Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, I'm talking about how Islam was studied and learned by those who learnt it directly from the Rasul alayhi salam. So Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu gives a walima. He gives a big party. He slaughtered a camel, called all the people, whoever was there. So they asked him, this walima is for what? He said, because today I completed memorization of Surah Al-Baqarah. So, alhamdulillah. Surah Al-Baqarah, 2.5 juz. So they said, fine, alhamdulillah. They asked him, how many years did it take? How much time did you take to memorize this? He said, 12 years. 12 years? To memorize 2.5 juz? In our time today, if you go to any Hibs madrasa, in India I can tell you, I think probably the same thing in Pakistan also, to memorize the entire Quran, 2 years. All 30 juz, not, we're not talking about one surah, all 30 juz, 2 years. If the child takes 2.5 years, the teachers will say he's kind of slow. Uska hafiza thoda kamzor hai. If he takes 3 years, they send him home. Okay, so this is never. He is not capable of doing it, send him home. For the whole Quran. Here, Ibn Umar takes 12 years for one surah. Who is Ibn Umar? He is not Pakistani. He is not Sudani. He is Arab. He is Quraysh. He heard the Quran from whose voice? Who is the first voice that came into his ear with the kalam of Allah? Whose voice? Muhammadur Rasulullah SAW. So here is a man who is Sahibul Kalam, Sahibul Lugha, learning directly from the Rasulullah SAW. He takes 12 years. Whereas an Indian or a Pakistani or whoever who does not even speak the language, he memorizes the entire Quran. He does not know what he is reciting, but he memorizes the whole Quran in 2 years. They asked him, I said, why does it take you 12 years? He said, because this is the way we learnt. He said, we would go to Rasulullah, we would take 10 ayat from him. Then those 10 ayat we would memorize, we would practice, we would reflect, tadabbur wa tafakkur ala al-Qur'an. If we had questions, we would ask him questions and get clarification. If there were any ahkam in that, we would practice all that. And this would take whatever time it took until we were satisfied that we had done it and Rasulullah was satisfied. Then we would go for the next 10 ayat. Right? This is the method of teaching of Rasulullah. And if anyone today thinks that their method is better than that, I have nothing more to say to them. That is between you and your Rabb. Now, what is the result of this? What is the result of this and what is the result of our way of learning and teaching? The result of this is, in the battle of Yarmouk, the Sahaba said, we compared to the Romans were like a white dot on a black bull. The Romans had 200,000 soldiers. He said, we compared to the Romans were like a white dot on a black bull. Meaning, no hope of victory. He says, we raised our hands and we called Allah. And we said, Ya Rabba Muhammad, Unsur Ummata Muhammad. Ya Rabba Muhammad, they didn't say Ya Rabbul Alameen, they said Ya Rabba Muhammad. Allah is Rabbul Alameen, nobody is denying that. But this is Ta'alluq Khas, Ta'alluq Khas, Ya Rabba Muhammad, Unsur Ummata Muhammad. And he says, the sky parted. And we saw the malaika coming down on their horses. And we saw the sun shining on the tips of the lances of the malaika. Because Allah is Junudu Samawati Walard. Malikul Junudu Samawati Walard. He is the owner of the armies of the heavens and the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent. And the battle of Yarmouk broke the back of the Byzantine Empire. Last battle, after that, no more battles. Destroyed the Byzantines. My brothers and sisters, this deen is not a game. This deen is not politics. This deen is not for fun. This deen is what will help you and me when we are 6 feet in the earth. Remember that. Play all the games you want here, no problem. You will see what will happen when you are 6 feet down. None of these games will help here, down there. When you are down there, only one thing will help, which is your ikhlas. The purity of your heart. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Nothing will help you except قَلْبٌ سَلِيمٌ. Focus on that. Focus on the tazkiyah of your own self. Focus on learning Islam the way it was learned by the Sahaba, رِضْوَانُ اللَّهِ ajmain, because there is no better example. And don't worry about the world. Let the world call you old-fashioned. Let the world call you. Let the world say, oh, these are all orthodox. We need more modern people. No problem, Shaykh. Please, remember, on the day of judgment, the one who will have shafa'at is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us worthy of the shafa'at of the Nabi alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us worthy of His forgiveness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with His khashya, with His izzah, with His azamah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with the hubb of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to approach this deen in the right way, which is through humility and humbleness and tawadu and completely submitting ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that we ask Allah then to open our hearts and to open the doors of knowledge for us and to open the doors of hidayah for us and to open the doors of all the ni'mat of the dunya wal akhirah for us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.